Well, lithium is a commodity that we haven't seen a lot of exploration or mining for in the territory in the past. But over the last 12 months, there's been a dramatic increase in the price of lithium. It's tripled in price, and this is all driven by the growth of renewables, particularly electric vehicles, and also storage of renewable energy. And lithium is critical for batteries for both electric vehicles and renewable storage.
So, can you give us a sense of just how many companies are out there exploring for lithium in the territory and whereabouts?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I can't give you an exact number, but we've got at least probably half a dozen to a dozen companies out there exploring at the moment. Most of the activity is focused in the Bynoe area, so sort of just west of Bynoe Harbour. In that area, there's a lot of pegmatites, and pegmatites are these coarse-grained granite rocks, and they've historically been mined in that area for commodities like tin and tantalum, but no one's really looked at their lithium potential. And certainly the evidence we have is that there is significant potential for lithium in those pegmatites. So we have about four companies out there at the moment. Certainly one has been drilling in the last month, and we should see the first results flowing in over the next month or so.
And gee, so close to Darwin. If it did look the goods for a company, not too far to go to export it out of the port.
Exactly, very, very close to the port, very well located. But it's not only the Bynoe area. We're also seeing activity down in Central Australia. In the Barrow Creek area, we had, again, historical tin and tantalum mining from pegmatites, and so people are now revisiting them. And also down in the Hartz Range area as well, there's a lot of pegmatites out there. People might be aware of mica mining back in the 40s and 50s in the Hartz Range area. Those pegmatites have never been explored for lithium, and so that's a new exploration target as well.
So, as far as you know, has the territory ever had a straight lithium mine?
No, never, never. Certainly, some of the tin and tantalum mines would have had some lithium in them, but there just wasn't interest in lithium back in those days. And so, it's really only now that people are exploring for the first time.
And whilst it's early days, is the mines department expecting a lithium mine to potentially pop up in the next 5 years or so?
Well, I wouldn't say expecting. We're certainly hoping that there'll be exploration success, and it certainly would be a number of years between an initial discovery and actually developing a mine. Certainly, the Bynoe area is, we believe it's got very strong potential, but very early days to say whether or not there'll be a mine. But and I suppose what we don't know as well is how long is this lithium boom going to last? It could last 12 months, it could last a decade. We don't know whether the big lithium mines that are currently in production in places like Western Australia and in Chile, a lot of lithium coming out of South America, if they can ramp up production at the same rate that the demand increases, then maybe the prices will drop. And we also don't know what's going to happen in terms of battery technologies, whether lithium will continue to be the element of choice for batteries. So it's a very positive outlook for lithium at the moment, but longer term, it's very hard to predict where it's all going to go.
Things could change. And
Absolutely.
you mentioned what lithium's been used for to drive that demand, but if I go to sell some tomorrow, what country is it going to?
Oh, look, most of it, the highest user by a long way is China. Also, a lot in the US with Tesla making their electric vehicles, but certainly China is the main user, and the renewable energy industry in China is booming. So that's what's driving a lot of the demand at the moment.